Good. It was a good day for us. So after a long weekend, the guys came out and worked. So I was real pleased.
Is it a vet rest day going on today?
Is it a vet rest day?
Yeah, there's no. Vets out, DT,
Those guys have been here all year. Not here today. It's not mandatory, so no big deal.
No big deal even for a guy like Shane Ray, who's, not injured and fighting for a spot?
Well, Shane's got a sore wrist. Okay, so Shane is here. He's got a sore wrist, so he didn't work today.
Okay,
but not a big deal for the guys who weren't here. I think Vaughn missed today. I think DT had a personal matter. Any man had a personal matter, so it's their time, okay? We can't take roll. I'm not concerned about it. They've been here all year. We're good. We coached the guys who were here today.
Your young receivers.
I'm sorry, say again?
Your young receivers today with increased reps.
Yeah.
You have to feel pretty good about what you're seeing, I guess.
Yeah, so far so good with those two guys. 14 and 17 are very mature football players, and obviously those two guys miss. They pushed up to the first team, and we didn't miss a beat. So that's what you want. I mean, you want guys in each room, who can play as a starter. So I was very pleased with those two guys today.
Pretty big opportunity for the young running backs, those three guys. What have you seen out of them over these couple weeks, and what do you want them to take out of this time in minicamp?
All three backs have been very good with their assignments, and that's key when you're playing halfback in the league because of the pass protection part. But they've been good with that part. They're all good workers. Royce is a guy, obviously, he's better in pass. Most backs are better in pass, so it's hard to tell how good they are right now, without pads, but as far as the assignment check, it's been excellent.
Are you hoping that one of those guys kind of emerge as the lead guy and become the number one guy? Not necessarily this week, but...
Right. You mean one of the guys out of the entire room? Out of the room, you mean? Right, yeah, not just the young guys.
Yeah. Just some guy to be...
Right, absolutely. Absolutely, guys. This question was asked about 2 weeks ago, and, what you want from your room is obviously a lead back. But you need two or three backs to make it through an entire season. So, that won't change, as far as that room, that won't change. I mean, you want more than one guy to be a contributor there.
How does Jake look but now compared to where he was last year when he almost got healthy? Is it too much the expectations, some of the outside expectations are when you hear the Hunter Henry type comparisons? What do you see from that?
Well, he looks healthy finally. He's finally totally healthy. We brought him back last year hoping he was going to be healthy, and he wasn't ready to play, so we put him back on the shelf. But right now he's totally healthy, so expectations, I hadn't heard those. So, I'm not sure what that means, but, he's working hard, and he wants to be a great player. We hadn't played games yet, so I don't know what Jake's going to be. But he's very engaged. He's worked hard. He's here every day. That's all I can tell you about that.
How'd the younger receivers look? They got some reps with DT and Emmanuel.
They look fine. We didn't miss a beat. That's what you want from your backup players. If someone's not here today, they step in and play, and we don't miss a beat. So I was very impressed with those three guys, including Isaiah McKenzie, who played slot today.
Coach McKenzie, Langley, as well as Lindsay and Hamilton are all getting to work in the return game today.
Yes.
Those are four you want to continue to cycle through, get those four?
Well, we've got four. Obviously Jordan Taylor, when he's back from his injury, he'll be in the back end catching punts also. But, yes, it's an open competition in the more the merrier.
Will Shane be back in practice tomorrow?
Well, Shane's got a little wrist going on right now.
So
irritated, so we're not sure. Okay. We're taking it slow. Just being smart with guys. It's the spring, right? Okay. So our goal is to get him healthy for training camp, but right now we're being smart with Shane. And he's not by himself.
Is it related to his
Yes, it is. It is.
You guys are trying to do, as a coaching staff, a lot of coaching, a lot of teaching. What goes into a staff being a good coaching development type of staff?
I think having a plan for each player, that's so important. I mean, you can, especially when it comes to developing players. Now, system-wise, it's got to fit all of us. But having a plan for each player, that's important. We've got some young kids here that we want to see get better every day. So having drill work for those guys, having homework for those guys is so important. But, our system right now is really good on both sides of the ball. I've been impressed with both coordinators, how they've incorporated, everyone's skill set. And it's been easy learning for both sides. So it's been fun.
DeMarcus Ware's been out here a few days. What do you hope to get from him?
DeMarcus? He's our pass rush consultant, you know, and obviously he played with these guys. They have great respect for DeMarcus. He's got so much knowledge when it comes to pass rush, not just for the outside guys, but for the inside guys also, like woofing those guys. So it was good to have him out here, and hopefully we can get him back in a couple weeks.
Vince, what's your take on the new guys in the secondary, Sua Cravens, Tremaine Brock?
Sua is obviously a natural dime player. I mean, he's a natural close to the ball. That's where he's played in Washington. That's where he's played for us so far. Obviously, playing also some strong safety. Brock's played really well for us. You know, he's battling right now with Roby to be the second corner. You know, obviously, whoever's going to win that job, they'll be the third. But I've been impressed with both guys. Obviously, both guys have played football, you know, at a high level. So it's good to add guys like that.
Coach, John DeArce out of Texas Christian made a couple of good plays out there at practice today. What are your thoughts on him?
Who's that?
John DeArce.
Yes, yes.
What are your thoughts on him early? Is he trying to make his
boxing? Everyone's working. You know, everyone's grinding, trying to get better. You know, obviously it's hard to make a team in OTAs. You know, so hopefully these young guys continue to get better and learn what to do so in training camp they can compete at a fair level.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day, okay?